This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
In the meantime, now we are taking a look at a familiar name in the banking sector because we're going to be taking a look at Goldman. Now, a new wave of disruption, which is more forceful and more pervasive than what we've seen so far, is likely to unfold in the next decade, and it could have serious implications for the banking sector as they struggle to adapt. Now, we can also see that we can already see the disruption effect through the changes that are currently happening in the banking sector. For example, next year, under the watch of the new CEO, David Solomon, elite investment bank Goldman Sachs plans to make themselves available to the normal masses with an offer of digital wealth management services to individuals with as little as $5,000 in their pockets.
Yeah, this kind of sounds very radical when you think that the bank's typical clients are people with, 1 million to 10 million US dollars of investable wealth. So it seems like they're going down to the ground to actually offer products to the mass market, which is something Goldman Sachs is not well known for. If anything, they're just known other than for investment bank, reaching out to the really elite rich.
I wonder if this is a signal from the new guys, David Solomon, about his intentions on where to take the bank, because David Solomon is also a DJ and takes the subway to work. I read this in CNBC a few days ago. So there's a bit of a... They are hyping this up, that he's a more grounded person. You know, I mean, this guy takes the subway to work. He's got a side hustle. Even though he made $23 million last year, he's got to have a side hustle to pay for that extra Rolex.
Yeah, we actually did talk about this yesterday in the 6 o'clock hour. And we were also deciding, just as a side note, what would our DJ names be? And so Ro helped us out with that. So Shawning is DJ Show Me the Money. And I'm MC Lynn Moneymaker.
That's yes, it. I like that though. But I mean, when you look at Goldman Sachs, why are they doing this? Because at the end of the day, private wealth management is the way to go. That is the new business that everybody wants to get into. So yes, you can make a lot of money for investment banking, but the reality is that that is very cyclical. So if capital markets dry up and there's no IPOs like we saw this year, or very few, then where do you earn your money? So wealth management, is the way to go.
Or if you've got no sovereign bonds, sovereign wealth companies looking for bonds to issue. I mean, the wealth does dry up.
Now, but this isn't entirely unusual for Goldman Sachs, right? Because Goldman has already offered savings accounts and personal loans to a broad spread of households on both sides of the Atlantic through Marcus. So Marcus is the digital bank that Goldman founded about 3 years ago as a partial hedge against declines in some of their traditional business activities like fixed income trading. And Goldman is also invested in Nutmeg, which is a British digital wealth advisor, which is also set to be to launch a tax-free investment account under its Marcus brand in the UK next year. Of course, hasn't actually been completely smooth sailing for them. Venturing into consumer finance has presented some difficulties. Goldman is the issuing bank for Apple's credit card, which has faced accusations that its algorithms were sexist, among other things.
Yeah, I think that was due to the fact that most of the incomes came through the husbands and the wives were considered a supplementary card. There was a much bigger story there, but it brought to light the algorithm itself, that sometimes these criteria aren't taken into consideration. But there is also a larger story at play that these digital investment managers, like the robo-advisors, are also making a bit more headway in the market. And if you want to, I guess, upsell from if you get in consumers when they're younger, you can bring them up the food chain.
Maybe they're trying to convince the street, because if you look at the Bloomberg, there's only 11 buys, 13 holds, and 2 sells for the Goldman Sachs. Current consensus target price only $237. Current stock price is $221.
Now, just taking a look at another bank also this morning, HSBC is going to be seeing an overhaul in their senior management team. Now, yesterday, the bank made a statement that they're replacing their top investment banker, their chief operating officer, and their chief risk officer. So details of the move are set to be announced next year, along with their full year results in February. And this is just before their interim CEO, Noel Quinn, also unveils a wide-scale restructuring next year that's expected to close parts of their business and even divest operations, including their French retail unit.
Yeah, so Quinn is positioning himself for the top job on a permanent basis and is considered the front runner at this point. But he's just the interim chief, and he's before this he was the head of global commercial banking and ran the Asia Pacific Commercial Bank. So I wonder if this is the signal of the direction for the company going forward. And in the spree of moves, after 5 years, the CEO Andy Maguire will retire in January and will be replaced by John Hinshaw, a former executive at Hewlett Packard Enterprises.
At the end of the day, I think HSBC honestly is trying to find its way. The results have been somewhat mixed. If you look at the earnings over the last, let's say, 8 quarters, right? 6, they have missed earnings expectations. It doesn't really help that there's been a bit of a slowdown in China. And of course, the Hong Kong protests don't help, because actually HSBC, despite being listed in London and also in Hong Kong, is really much an Asian bank. So let's hope that this is probably their new strategic direction.
Indeed. So it'll be interesting to see where HSBC goes from there, and even the entire banking industry, how it adapts to the changes that the coming years will pose.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.